Daniel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I shall be as quick as possible. In relation to the question from Brazil about the Working Capital Fund, we haven't raised that yet. That will be something that I was going to refer to in when I introduced the report on finances, which will be tomorrow morning now, obviously. Yes, certainly the Working Capital Fund has definitely helped in terms of the length of contracts. I think when I mentioned about the short contracts, I prefaced that with saying in the time since I arrived. So that was more in the period before 2019, actually, when the Working Capital Fund was established. A slightly special situation now. I think we're on contracts for 8 months at the moment, just because of the timing and with the review conference and the extension and the lack at the moment of cost estimates and things as well. So slightly different situation, but the Working Capital Fund certainly helped and meant that we could at least have contracts for 1 year. That's the most it's ever been. The question from Argentina, yeah, in terms of when the costs will be known of these individual things, as the Vice Chair said, the report, I think it's report number four, background information document number four, which I can introduce tomorrow, gives some very illustrative figures, costs for potential additional meetings, additional staff, additional activities. But obviously it's very hard, you know, to give precise costs until decisions are taken by all of you as states parties. And that means not until the review conference actually happens. So, you know, sometimes we can't work out the budget until the very final day of the review conference, until we know what's going to happen. And then obviously even after the decisions, it takes a while to actually work out what that means in terms of actual hard cost estimates and in terms of invoices. One point just to mention, it's again, I'll come back to it tomorrow, is that, you know, the budget of the BWC, round about $1.5 million per year, which is spread amongst the 183 states parties. So most increases that are some of the illustrative examples that are given in the finance paper, you know, the actual increase per state party is very, very small. But that's an issue to come back to tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.